Kia ora tātou, kia ora koko pai, kia ora Sam, me rāngu tira, iwi o tine, kaupapa, ahura moana, pāraki, tita ihau, a tāhu, tina aku mihi, mo te kawanatanga, na hinara, kia ora huri huri tātou katoa. Can I acknowledge my ministerial colleagues that are with me today? Can I also acknowledge the former Treaty Minister, Michael Cullen, and the former Minister of Māori Affairs, Tarakira Horomia. Ladies and gentlemen, today is an historic occasion. It is a great pleasure to be here to sign the deed of settlement for pre-commencement of the aquaculture space. The settlement covers the aquaculture area of the Coromandel in the Firth of Thames and the whole of Te Waipomalu. It covers the vast majority of New Zealand's most productive marine farming space. It also covers the rohe moa of many iwi and hapu in those areas. This settlement makes amends for the impacts of establishing marine farms without regard to the rights of the iwi whose rohe moana was being used. The settlement of Treaty of Waitangi Grievances is a high priority for the new government and a very high priority for me. I want to see more settlements negotiated. Settling these grievances will allow us to move forward as a nation. It begins to heal the wounds suffered by tangata whenua, created by past Crown actions, inactions, and disregard for rights. Settling grievances restores the Crown's honour as a treaty partner and shows a commitment to a shared future for our nation. Treaty settlements go some way towards restoring mana. They also give financial resources to iwi and hapu to secure their economic future, resources to help them stand strong, economically independent, and reaching their full potential. I want to see this happen as quickly as possible. The government has set a target of 2014 for settling all historic treaty claims. This is an ambitious target, but the government believes all New Zealanders stand to gain from a faster completion of the historical settlement process. If the Crown needs to work in different ways, if processes need to be made more flexible and pragmatic, if iwi and hapu need assistance, I want to find ways to make this happen. Money is tight at the moment, but settling grievances is a high priority. We will try to find money to make settlements happen if that's what it takes. The signing of the deed of settlement today is an example of the approach that tangata whenua and the Crown will both need to bring to the table to make settlements happen. It is an example of what can be achieved with leadership, with flexibility and with pragmatism, and with a willingness to put aside old differences and look to future possibilities. Most importantly though, it is an example of what can be achieved with good faith and determination from both sides to reach a settlement. It started with a genuine and innovative request to negotiate an early regional settlement that was outside the scope of the settlement legislation. That request was met with a desire for the Crown to work together to find an early settlement so that iwi, the Crown and the aquaculture industry could form reality and security. Setting aside previous issues allowed Tita Iho and Natahi to reach a settlement for the whole Te Waipomalu. This is the first time that this has been achieved, and I give my congratulations to the Minister. We have come to an early settlement was signed during a ceremony in the Beehive on the 12th of October 2008. Today, we signed a deed of settlement to formalise that agreement and to make a pact between Crown and iwi to settle their grievances and to move forward. All the steps to make the agreement happen are taking place, and the government will, in the near future, introduce legislation to Parliament to make the changes to the law that are needed to complete the settlement. I'd like to acknowledge the hard work and commitment that has brought us to today's historic signing. I'd like to acknowledge the work of previous ministers and their desire to work with iwi to achieve an early settlement. I'd also like to acknowledge and thank the current ministers here today who have worked to pick up this work and carry it through to completion. I'd like to acknowledge the work of government agencies worked by the Ministry of Fisheries to agree to the details and work out the final points of the settlement. I'd also like to thank Te Ohu Kaimawana, who worked through allocation agreements and provided support to iwi throughout the negotiation process. Most importantly, I acknowledge and I thank the iwi leaders and negotiators for their hard work, their good faith and their pragmatic, innovative thinking and approach to this issue. The change of government has brought a continuity of the Crown's commitment to negotiating the settlement of treaty grievances. It has also brought a desire to be more proactive, more flexible and more pragmatic in those negotiations. It means a desire to achieve more settlements faster so that the benefits of those settlements can flow through to iwi, hapu and whānau and also to Aotearoa can move forward together. What we have, what has been achieved in getting to this point today is an excellent example of the attitude and approach that we needed from all of us. Nō reira, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou.